Hello and welcome to Sundial on WLRN. I'm Luis Hernandez. Thanks so much for joining us today. Well, Florida is experiencing one of the worst hepatitis A outbreaks in recent history. The State Department of Health puts the number of cases for this year at more than 1,400. That's more than total number of cases over the past 5 years combined. Yesterday, Lieutenant Governor Jeanette Nunez announced that she was working alongside the Center for Disease Control and the Florida Department of Public Health to focus efforts on reducing the spread of Hep A. The state is increasing the hours at county health departments to increase hepatitis A vaccinations and increasing outreach to the most vulnerable communities. We have the Lieutenant Governor now joining us. She's at a conference in New Orleans. Lieutenant Governor Nunez, thank you so much for your time.
Good afternoon. Thank you for having me.
You've been speaking with public health officials and local leaders across the state. Do we have any sense as to why this hepatitis A outbreak in Florida has been worse than in previous years?
Well, first and foremost, it's really part of a national outbreak. We've seen these numbers grow in every state across the country. And so Florida being the third largest state in the union, it's no surprise that we would have the types of numbers that we're seeing. But what I believe is most important to recognize is that we're actively working, we're being vigilant, we're making sure that our communities throughout Florida are working fast and furious to, number one, educate the community, number two, provide them with information. This is a preventable disease. Good hand hygiene is something that's critical, but also vaccinations. And so in addition to the education and the outreach component, we're also working to provide additional access to communities throughout Florida at a county-by-county level that will provide additional opportunities for them to go and get the vaccine. This is something that we are targeting vulnerable populations, such as drug users, homeless population, also within our county jails. As you know, people cycle in and out of that those facilities very quickly. So we're working collaboratively with our sheriffs throughout Florida to make sure that they incorporate vaccination as part of their intake process, and also making sure that we are ready to provide additional vaccines, again, at a county-by-county basis throughout the state.
Let's talk about education real quickly, and just to remind ourselves of how Hep A is spread.
Yeah, absolutely. It is through ingesting fecal matter, so that's something which speaks to the importance of hand hygiene. Again, washing your hands thoroughly, making sure that you're providing, that individuals are aware that it is absolutely preventable. It is not airborne as other diseases are or insect-related, so this is something preventable. And make sure that people are vigilant in terms of their own hand hygiene, but also, again, for vulnerable populations, perhaps the elderly or those that are have complications already with their liver, there is a vaccine available. The county health departments offer them free of charge. And in many counties, in particular those counties that are seeing their numbers surge, they are offering extended hours at their clinics. One county in particular I spoke to recently had opened up on a Saturday and had really seen an increase in calls to their hotline and also visits to the website as it relates to hepatitis A.
You know, Tampa Bay has been at the epicenter of this outbreak, but what's being done right now to try to go into that community and slow the spread? Is anything different being done there than everywhere else in the state?
Well, what I would say is I think that we're applying the same approach throughout the state, because even though Tampa Bay area is at the epicenter, we want to make sure that we're able to contain this even in areas that are not what the CDC considers high risk. And so we have been working very collaboratively with the CDC, following their guidelines, making sure that we address this problem head on. Again, education and outreach is critical so that people are aware. I myself have visited a whole host of county health departments. I was over at Pinellas County Health Department, one of those areas of critical concern, spoke with the medical director there, the head of their county health department. Because of the proximity between Pasco County, Pinellas County, Hillsborough County, there's a lot of individuals that sort of cross county lines to work, to reside. So we're really honing in that area, and we are, again, as I mentioned, enhancing our ability for individuals to get the vaccine. And also the outreach has been key, working with the jails. I can't stress enough, that's a very critical key component of what we've been doing to attack this problem. And so our Department of Health has worked with the county jails, with the sheriff's office, so that those individuals, instead of waiting for a Department of Health employee to be able to get to their facility, they are providing those vaccines on site as part of their intake process.
And I do want to mention, too, not to say that it's just Tampa or that particular area. There have been cases already reported in Palm Beach, Broward, and Miami-Dade counties. I did want to ask you, though, about this one particular issue, why the Florida Department of Health had withheld information from the public about a food worker at a Tampa grocery store that had contracted Hep A.
Well, I want to be very clear. The Florida Department of Health, as well as the governor myself, we understand that our number one responsibility is to protect the public, and we are absolutely doing that. What I believe has been some source of controversy is the notification process. Now, the Florida Department of Health has issued probably upwards of 10 notifications already throughout the past year. And just in and of itself, a food service worker testing positive for Hep A is not necessarily, from a CDC standpoint, cause to provide a notification. There has to be, in addition, inspections that take place that monitor the institution or the facility's hygiene, their practices, their protocols. Do they use proper hand hygiene techniques? Do they have the notifications in the restrooms? Do they use the plastic gloves in preparation of the food? So all of those things have to be present for a notification to be issued. But we understand very, very acutely that the importance of protecting the public and making sure that they have information that will allow them to then make decisions as it relates to their health care, whether they want to go and get a vaccine. But we're not hiding anything from the public. We have been actually very, very proactive in providing information both on our website, on our hotline, and even I've done a number of interviews throughout communities and throughout counties in the state of Florida to alert the public and make sure that they are aware and alert. In particular, if there is an issue at an eating establishment, at a grocery store, we want the public to know so that they can make their own decisions in the best way possible.
What role do you think the new State Secretary of Health, Dr. Scott Rifkes, should be playing in addressing this issue?
Well, again, certainly furthering the communication and the collaboration with the CDC, understanding this outbreak from an epidemiological standpoint. We have our state chief epidemiologist that is monitoring the data. She's monitoring the effects that many of the proactive approaches that we've taken have yielded results, such as working with the jails. We've also been making sure that Florida has access to sufficient vaccines if this does continue to increase. And we're monitoring on a county-by-county basis how many cases are present total year-to-date, but also week-by-week. So we're seeing where these pockets of concern are really escalating, and we're seeing where we have things that are bubbling up to a level, again, based on CDC guidelines, that are creating problems for us. And so we are being very proactive. We're also monitoring on the data, because the data shows where is it that the numbers are growing in the greatest segments of these particular counties. And so we're focusing not only on those counties, obviously, because of the rates that we're seeing, but also throughout the state, making sure that as individuals cross county lines, that we're doing everything we can for the public to be protected, and also to be aware and informed. And again, working with everything from homeless shelters to schools to the jails, those are all part of our ongoing strategy. And as I've mentioned at the onset, this is really part of a national outbreak. We've seen everything from measles on the rise, not here in Florida, but certainly from a national level. Just yesterday it was announced that over 1,000 cases of measles have been reported nationwide. That's the highest since we eradicated measles. And so this is an ongoing discussion around vaccination, and so that's something that we'll continue to talk about. But I think the incoming Surgeon General will have to look at this from a public health standpoint, from an epidemiological standpoint, and also from a practical standpoint in terms of how do we make sure that we're pushing through policies and taking on approaches that are going to really nip this in the bud.
I'm talking with Lieutenant Governor Jeanette Nunez. Yesterday, she announced efforts with local, state, and federal officials to reduce the spread of hepatitis A statewide. The state has more than 1,400 cases in 2019 so far. That's more than the past 5 years combined. She's joining us again from a conference in New Orleans. Coming back to this, because you talked, Lieutenant Governor, you talked about jails. But, you know, the other thing, too, is the food service industry. And we had a case here in Palm Beach Gardens, a case of a case at Cooper's Hawk Winery, a worker who was found to have the disease. What about the issue with restaurants, food service, you know, beyond just the signs that tell employees they have to wash their hands, what more can the state do in pressing that education and pressing the importance of that?
And I think that you're correct. We want to make sure that the state is being as proactive as possible. And so beyond the signs that we all see when we frequent a restaurant that says employees must wash hands, the Department of Health has inspectors, as does the Department of Business and Professional Regulation. So whenever there is a concern by a patron that is reported to one of our organizations, they will send inspectors out. We will make sure that we continue to educate. We'll make sure that we continue to provide access to information. But really, from an overall standpoint, 5% of our state's Hep A cases, of the 1,400 cases you've referenced this year, have been related to the food service industry. So it's less than 5% as a total. It's a small number, but nonetheless, even one case is one too many. And so that's why we're continuing to work with the CDC, continuing to be as proactive as possible, and really making sure that we, our ultimate goal of protecting the public is front and center. And so as it relates to the risk of a food service worker spreading the virus, I can tell you that is particularly low, and it really can be virtually eliminated as long as individuals are practicing good hand hygiene. That's something that, again, is completely preventable, and vaccination is really the best way to prevent the spread. But those are conversations that we'll continue to have on an ongoing basis. We will likely be discussing this in the next week or so when the CDC pays a visit to Florida. But again, it's really part of a national outbreak that other states are seeing those numbers well in large proportions, much larger than Florida, given our total population.
Let me just finish it with this. Is the if the outbreak gets worse, what is the state ready to do?
Well, the state's ready to do everything and anything that they need to do. Again, we are doing everything that we can currently. We are making sure that we are staying in close contact with the CDC that has all of the policies, all the protocols, and all the guidelines in place. We want to make sure that we are addressing this, really trying to hone in on those populations that are spurring this disease in a large fashion. So that's why we took the step of working with the jails. Because if you had to wait for a Department of Health employee, a nurse, to go to the jails and vaccinate these vulnerable populations that could be spreading the risk, I will tell you, it would be a challenge. So that's why we proactively worked with the jail so that they can take on that responsibility. In addition, you know, we have been out doing outreach to homeless shelters and other areas and zones that have become problematic for us in the state. So the state is prepared to do everything and anything that it can to protect the public. And that's something that I take very seriously, the governor takes very seriously, and I know that the Department of Health and the incoming Surgeon General is going to take very seriously. That is something that we have been having ongoing conversations. I myself have been weekly, sometimes even daily, talking with the Department of Health about our numbers, about our cases. Each case, each potential case, when a Department of Health epidemiologist has to go and do those investigations, it could be upwards of 300 different points of contact that the department inspectors and the epidemiologists have to reach out to those that they perhaps have been in contact during the time that they might have contracted the hepatitis A. So it is no easy task, but I will tell you it's a task that the state of Florida is taking seriously, and we're making sure that we're doing everything we can.
Lieutenant Governor Jeanette Nunez, again, talking about the state's efforts in combating the spread of hepatitis A. And again, looking at what those state efforts are, we are looking at numbers that we haven't seen over the last 5 years. Lieutenant Governor, I really appreciate the time. I know you've got a lot of going on today in New Orleans, so thank you for the time.
Thank you. Pleasure speaking with you.
And I want to mention, too, real quickly, that you can go on our social media, WLRN Sundial. We got a video up from our health reporter, Sammy Mack, talking about something as simple as washing your hands, the best way to wash your hands, because that's really is going to go a long way to protecting you. All right, still to come, we're going to learn about a partnership that helps people living in food deserts get to a grocery store. That's next on Sundial.